Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Tyrone. How may I assist you today?
Hi there. My name is Jill Martin, and I have some appliances that are set to deliver, but I've gotten quite a few phone calls just in the last week about just holding on them right now. It's new construction, and I just talked to a guy maybe 5 minutes ago and told him. And then now I just got another call that said my stuff is being delivered tomorrow. So I just want to make sure that we have the right information here. And it has the wrong address.
Okay. You said that they told you they didn't have the product?
No. All my appliances, everything is ready to go, but it's just new construction. So my house is not ready for appliances yet. So things have just kind of been on hold and then extended out until I'm ready for actually to get it delivered and installed.
Okay. And you just saying you received a call saying it was supposed to be for tomorrow. You're trying to make sure it's not for tomorrow, basically?
Correct.
All right. Can you provide me with your zip code?
54406.
Hey, what's the name of the order?
Jill Martin.
Okay. I do see that they have these items on schedule for tomorrow. I see the dishwasher, the hood, and also the gas range. I can help you get that rescheduled. One moment. Let's see here. Do you want me to put it in, like, just pending client schedule status, or would you like to see what's the next available dates?
Yeah, I cannot commit to a date quite yet. I just have no idea when. I mean, it's going to be hopefully soonish, but I don't know, because, like, my cabinets aren't installed yet, so.
Yes, ma'am, that's understandable.
But I have, like, every appliance. Like, I have a refrigerator, everything, dishwasher. So that's where I don't know why, like, I keep getting different calls on different things. And so I had another girl call me on, I think it's Friday, and she said there's like a little mix up on the order, but she had it all set. And then now I just got two different phone calls tonight. So I'm
And all this was on one order or two, or is it different orders? Because that could have something to do with it.
Yeah, she said she found the problem, and, like, one order was under, it said, like, Jill Washington, which is my street address, not my last name, but she combined everything. That was last week, but I just got two calls from saying that the dishwasher and gas stove was, like, separate. So I don't really know what to say.
Yes, let me go ahead and get this status change for you. One moment. All right, give it one moment to load it to make sure that it changed.
Sure, thanks.
No problem. Alrighty, so I did change that status. The only thing you have to do is either give us or Best Buy a call back and advise them when you're ready. Because I did change it to pending client reschedule. So as right now, it's not scheduled. It's on hold until you're ready. So if you receive any other calls that may be like the automatic voicemail calls, you can ignore them because I just changed the status for you.
Okay. And then the address that you have, that's kind of the other piece, is my current address, but that's an apartment, and that's not where I want the items delivered. It's a house number.
So, okay. So the 460 address is not correct?
I just tell them that? That is not correct, no.
Yes, ma'am.
Not
so what you
delivery.
Have to do, you have to get in contact with Best Buy. They're the ones that have access to change the address, because if we change it, it'll mess up your whole ticket. It won't allow us just to directly change it.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. All right. I will connect with them for sure.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then, so, like, when you look up my name, you only see that? Like, do you see a refrigerator and, like, a washer and dryer? Do you see that first, what the status is on that stuff?
Okay, what I can do is I can put in your phone number, see if they have any more tickets. Only thing I see here is the dishwasher.
Sure,
no problem. The dishwasher, the hood, and then the gas appliance. So give me one moment. I'm going to look it up by your phone number and see if any other tickets or things pull up. So give it one moment. By phone number, just advise you, it does take a little time to load sometimes, but I'm still here. So I have it loading now. Give it one moment. All right, just advise you now, I'm still here. Still loading up with this. One moment.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm still here for you. It's taking longer than usual. Let me see. Make sure this didn't freeze up on us. Okay, the show is loading. Just had to make sure. All righty. Did you purchase these items at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
I can just, like, I have an email for the guy at Best Buy, so I can probably just connect with him if I even have to ask him about, like, the address and stuff. So I'll probably just touch base with him tomorrow just to make sure I have everything set. So.
Yes, ma'am. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in the other ticket that we had to go in the product details and see if it has it in the product details, because sometimes they have it in there.
Okay.
That's why I asked you if it was on a separate ticket. Okay, it's not showing up in the product details. Yes, ma'am. So they did make a separate ticket.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have a, while I'm here, do you have another phone number that possibly could be on the account?
Negative. No.
Okay. Because I didn't see another ticket that pulled up with the information on it. So sometimes Best Buy, it depending on what needs to be done, they sometimes have it on separate tickets. It's either with the same company, which is like XPO, or they have like through Geek Squad, depending on what it is. So that's probably what's going on here.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, I can just check with them tomorrow. So I appreciate you looking though.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. And thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPO. If there's nothing further, you have a wonderful day and be safe, okay?
You too. Thanks so much. Take care.
All right. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.